Hello.
Hey, this is Max. How can I help you?
You a book publisher?
Yes, sir. Penguin Book Writers.
Yeah. I got like 10 books I just wrote. Different books.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to see get this done.
May I please have your name to address you properly?
Timothy.
Timothy.
Yeah.
Timothy, may I please have your best callback number just in case if the call drops down?
This number I'm calling now,
It's a landline. It won't show me the number. Hello?
It's 217.
297.
706. 706-3960.
Perfect, Timothy. Tell me, how can I help you today?
I wrote a couple books. I just wanted to see how y'all like to read you a little couple pages of it.
So you've written a few books and you want to get them published?
Yeah.
Okay. May I please know what's the genre of the books that you've written?
Let me get it out. I'm going to show you. They're children books, like different types.
Children books, different types. So, fictional.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just write it down.
Some.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me get my phone out. I screenshot my pages. Okay. Let me go into them. We're going to my, okay, I'm going to read you a short one of these. This is one of my books that's called, There's Something in the Lake.
Something in the Lake, go ahead.
There's Something in the Lake. These three fans have been friends since a young age. One day at the lake will change all their lives at once. One day Zane woke up excited because today he and his best friend agreed to go fishing after school. Zane haven't seen Emma since school break. Emma was short, smart, and loved to do a lot of things Zane loved to do. Fish, basketball, race, but she was the quickest. But Zane liked to watch her win anyways, to watch her smile. And there was James. He was short, fat, and loved snacks. Was never the brightest, but was fearless, made up for what he lacked in genius. But this day was special. Zane really wanted to tell Emma how he felt, but the fear of rejection made it hard to breathe and think right.
Nice. Is there more?
Yeah, that's some more. That was just a short story.
Yeah, it's interesting. So how many stories do you have?
I got like 10 books I'm writing.
Perfect. Can I know, what is it that you used to do for a living, or if you work right now? Anything professional?
No, I've been stabbed up before when I was lost. I can't really work no more. I got stabbed up, and I don't know. I just think different because I started writing books now.
Okay. So, Timothy, this is like a paid service. We do self-publishing on Amazon.
I always love to be.
Hello?
Yeah.
I was just trying to clarify, if you understand that this is a paid service, we will ask you to send us your book, and we'll go ahead and get it published, and we will charge like a service fee for that.
Okay. Okay, I heard you.
Okay. So we have two packages. The first one is just to
get... But you heard the book I wrote?
Uh-huh.
Hey, you liked it, though?
Absolutely. See, children's books are amazing. The reason is parents want to buy more children's books because, you know, children's books are small, they're short, and once they read it to their kids, they want more. So what we do is we draw illustrations, and we make it hyper-visual, you know, with bright colors, amazing drawings, to make it just look very interesting for children. And children book genre is one of those genres where books can never be enough. There can never be enough children's book out there. So that's why with Christmas and Halloween, Halloween just went through, so Thanksgiving, Christmas is coming in, and after that New Year, we see 40% surge when it comes to, you know, online buying and in-store buying. And the best part about Penguin Book Writers is that we can get your books online as well as in physical bookstores, Barnes & Noble's here in the U.S. and Chapters Indigo in Canada. So, you know, if you can send us all 10 of the books, we'll be more than happy to get all 10 of them published. If you want to do it one by one, we'll be more than happy to do it one by one. So we have two packages, Timothy, and that's, I think, where your input would be needed. So the first one is just to get the book out there. It will be available on Amazon and Apple Books and Google Books, but we will not market it. Like, we'll publish it, but marketing will not be involved. We will make the book cover, the illustrations, the editing, proofreading, formatting, final files, and we'll just get it out there. If somebody searches your book up and goes there to buy it, maybe if somebody from friends, family, or distant relative, they'll be able to do that. But someone, you won't stumble. And the second one is marketing included. So we'll get it in physical bookstores, online, and we will market it for 6 months. So the first package that we have is for $1,000. The second one is for $2,500.
$2,500, okay.
I personally think you should go towards $2,500 because an average author of ours makes around $3,000 to $4,000 off of royalties per month. And if you sign up for more books at once, you get a discount too.
Yeah, books make a lot of money. It's just an investment. I still got to do some more writing. I'm trying to call a right publisher. I just need a good publisher.
We're the best in the market. We're ranked number 3 out of 20 best publishers out there. Your wife's going to say no about it. If you move to go ahead with it, she probably knows that you're looking for a publisher.
Yeah.
She probably will be happy that he found one.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get my books done and stuff right now. Just get some input, get some more connects on, like, some more people who are on the same page that I'm on with the books.
And that's exactly where we come in, Timothy.
Right. I understand that.
People usually don't need time to make a decision. They need information. And I, considering that I'm a source of information, we can, ask me all the questions that are required or maybe they're coming up. I'll tell you something. We don't keep any royalties for a book. You get to keep 100% ownership and royalties.
I understand that, right. Right. I'm paying for everything, right. I'll just do the work. I understand that. But, just give me some time to reflect on it and see what I can put together because I'm really trying to get my books out.
May I please know, what is it that you're planning to do with the time?
I just need some time to reflect and see how I can do it or make some more calls and stuff. That's all.
Sure thing. But you wouldn't find anyone better than Penguin.